The crack of the bat hitting the baseball is the sweetest music for many sports fans. Spring training is in progress, but if you're wondering what to do with yourself till opening day, book critic John Leonard recommends the latest collection of baseball essays by Roger Angel called Season Ticket.
Of course, Roger Angel has a serious workaday job. He's an important editor at The New Yorker. But Angel engages the little boy in all of us at the deepest recesses of the imagination when what he does instead of editing is go to a baseball game and tell us what he sees. Twice a year, these diamond dispatches appear in his magazine, as perfect in their way as a John Cheever short story or a Charles Adams cartoon. Twice a decade, Houghton Mifflin publishes them as a baseball companion, letting us look back over five seasons of spring trainings and World Series and to appreciate again that America has two hearts, the stock exchange ticker and the box score stats. Baseball has had its novelists, Philip Roth, Bernard Malamud, Robert Coover, and John Updike among them. But Angel is the poet of the game, somehow simultaneously a tour guide like Virgil and a pilgrim like Dante. He is also the fan's fan. He knows why we root. Belonging anywhere now is terribly difficult, he says, and the old childhood dream of really belonging will not go away. 1986, the last full baseball year covered in Season Ticket, was in many ways Angel's most difficult emotionally. He could talk, as he always does, to managers like Earl Weaver, pitchers like Dan Quisenberry, and owners like Roy Eisenhart. He could worry, while he'd rather not, about cocaine, Steinbrenner, free agency, inflated salaries, and inflated expectations. He could describe dozens of players as perfectly as he describes Wally Backman of the Mets. Quote, his odd preliminary forward lean in the batter's box, with bat held upright as if to conk a burglar. The facial squinchings as he prepares for the pitch. The joyful little double jump and hand pop as he comes to a dusty stop beyond first with another base hit. And, contrary-wise, his disbelieving, Rumpelstiltskin stamp of rage when a pitcher has caught a corner against him for strike three. But in 1986, Roger Angel's two favorite teams finally met in the World Series, as mine did, and he had to choose between them, as I did, and he chose the Mets over the Red Sox, and so did I, and he feels awful about it, but there we are. I discovered, after 20 years of existential doubts, that where I really belong is New York. I don't know about Angel, except, of course, that he writes like one. All fans, he tells us, want good news forever, for everything to go perfectly for teams and players we care about. But if we always won, quote, we would have lost baseball, and then we would have to look around, without much hope, for something else to care about in such a particular and arduous fashion. Explaining why he talks about hitting so often to journeymen and so seldom to stars, he says, the best may be awesome to observe, but not especially rewarding as a subject for study. You can take apart a pocket watch, but not a sunset. Maybe, but this book, so full of colors and rhythms and planetary movements, looks to me a lot more like a sunset than a pocket watch.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Season Ticket by Roger Angel.